What's the tea, doll?
We're finally here. Welcome to episode one of Down Under Debrief. My name is Cal.
And my name is Tony. Hello.
And we've finally been introduced to the new cast of season four of Drag Race Down Under. Let's debrief, shall we?
Let's.
Initial thoughts on the first little compilation video with everyone in it. I really enjoyed it. It was refreshing.
I'm loving the promo. I love Michelle's look. I love the theme of the promo. It's not pirate themed this year.
Yes, no pirates. So good.
Love the dollhouse idea.
Love pink.
You know.
And there was a lot of it.
Lots of pink, lots of pastels. Cannot wait to see what Michelle does as the lead of the judging panel, really.
It's going to be a new dynamic, which I'm really excited for. I think it's what Down Under needed. A refresh.
Something new.
Wow.
I know. Somebody's painted a wall.
Hung up an empty frame.
Yes.
But it's something.
You know, spray painted that frame gold and they're so thrilled about it.
Well, shall we dive into the individual Meet the Queens videos?
Yes. And shall we say, look, neither you or I do drag. We are fans of drag. We are not television producers, but we've watched enough TV
to know about the bullshit that goes on.
Well, yeah.
A bit of trash.
So we'll be giving our own opinion if something works or doesn't, but
we won't be critiquing technique, but how it's applied, shall we say.
And if it doesn't work for us, it doesn't work for us, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And hey, in future episodes, we'll also be having some special guests join us who actually do drag. So maybe they'll rip into them, but we won't.
That's up to them.
You'll just have to stay tuned to find out. But let's dive into our first Meet the Queens video.
Let's debrief. So, first queen off the rank is Brenda Brest from Melbourne.
Yeah, she's 24.
Mm-hmm.
And her promo look, I love just off the bat.
Yes.
Bit of a cowgirl Barbie take on the dollhouse theme that they were going for.
Mm-hmm. She's a comedy queen. And that's the vibe I get from it. She's going to be funny.
Yeah, I love a loud bitch that can sing. as one myself. Well, she said she was on The Voice previously.
Yes, and I've never watched an episode.
No, neither. But I think I would turn my chair for her in this promo.
Well, I haven't heard her sing.
You need more.
Well, I need more.
You're excited to sing more, are you?
It's a little taster. That's the whole point. It's a little tease. And I'm intrigued.
I'm very excited for Brenda Brest. I'm curious. Yeah. As someone who hasn't seen her perform before.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what she can bring.
And really breaking the mold there by saying that Dolly Parton and Priscilla Queen of the Desert are her drag inspirations.
Yes, never been done before. Totally unique.
Totally original. But I feel like I've got an understanding of what I may expect from Brenda.
She did well in the introducing herself.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, up next is Freya Armani.
Oh, okay. You're excited.
Yes, I am. I am so excited for Freya to be introduced to the world.
Mm-hmm.
This Meet the Queens video really showcases her personality well. Knowing her personally, she's a funny bitch.
She's witty.
Mm.
She's funny.
Yes.
She's polite.
Yes.
She speaks well. She's been on our radio program several times, the Sobe Party Meets.
Absolutely. Always a treat.
Always a delight.
And the girl can dance.
Well, she's got 10 years experience. She's got a history in some acting as well. And she's a bit of a dork because the reason she's going to win is because she's got a tiny purse that fits the money.
Exactly.
And that's, I get that.
Freya throwing that popcorn at the screen.
I'm allergic to popcorn and I just want to be on the receiving end of it.
You'll still eat it up.
Oh, because she ate.
She won't be doing that.
Why not? And
that outfit.
Lovely outfit. Bold move.
You reckon?
Well,
she's Disco Barbie.
I love it. I love it. But I think when you think promo look, Drag Race.
Yeah.
It's a leotard. People. It's a gown. It's a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's given herself shape. I like that.
I get the vibe. I get the look. I've probably watched her evolve her drag over the past 5 years.
Mm.
And it has been a joy to watch. And even though the fame may have increased over that time, always a delight, very polite, works the room like nobody else, a great hostess, an incredible dancer. Are we raving enough?
We saw her the other day, actually, and she was in her promo outfit after the Meet the Queens was released.
Yes.
And seeing this in person, I always get really excited when I see an outfit that's been on Drag Race in real life. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at all the details, mm-hmm. little butterflies. It was just incredible. Really well made.
Yeah, cannot wait.
So exciting. Well, one of your favourites, Lazy Susan.
Ooh, I cannot wait to talk about Lazy Susan. Okay, 32, from Melbourne.
You are a big fan of Lazy Susan.
I am, because I love watching kick-ons with Art Simone.
Oh, yes.
What I have seen of Lazy Susan, I am so looking forward to seeing her on the TV, just because I would use the word unhinged.
In the best way.
Yeah, and I love this little Polly Pocket number that she's got on with the vinyl and the plastic wig.
Yeah, that was so good.
And describes her... See, this is what I love. Describes her drag as... the long piss after a heavy night of drinking.
I cackled at that.
Love.
And I also cackled in the full promo video where she's just in the dark and they put a massive spotlight on her. It feels so out of place. I don't know why that's there. But it's so Lazy Susan.
Yeah.
I feel like they put that in just for her.
Yeah.
And also, who brings flexible legs to a promo video?
Lazy Susan.
Where are the legs in the rest of the outfit?
Doesn't matter.
It was just for that one
shot. Just
second.
For that one shot. She packed them in the suitcase, flew them to a tin shed in New Zealand.
Not the tin shed.
And then went, hey, see these old tights that I've stuffed with newspaper? I'm going to use these. Great laugh, great sense of humour. This is like the chaotic neutral demon of Drag Race Down Under.
Ooh, yes.
And I'm here for it.
Absolutely.
Love.
Well, let's move on to Kana Ford from Sydney.
The Rugrats
Cynthia.
Hair.
Yes. Cynthia the doll. That's Couture Cynthia. I'm here for it already. Wigged
yes.
by friend of the show, Ivory Glaze, as well.
And Feather Boa by Shower Loofers. Isn't it?
It's cute, though.
But
I love
shower loofers do make another appearance in this promo.
They do.
They
we'll get
do.
Into that.
They certainly do. And so she's a Filipino Sydney drag performer.
Yes, and Kana Ford is quite well known in the Sydney scene. I'm quite excited for Kana. I feel like I don't know a lot about what she's going to bring to the show. However, if she's got the mind to go for Cynthia from Rugrats for her promo...
Yeah,
I'm excited to see where her mind has gone for the runway themes for the actual season.
Mm. See, I wasn't even sure if you would know this reference because you are just a little bit younger than me.
I'm just a little girl. I understood straight
okay.
away. It was great. Curious to see where Kana Ford goes.
Can't wait.
Look, can't wait.
Ah.
Oh, dear. All right.
Well, who's up next?
Lucina Innocence.
28, from Auckland.
Yes, our first Kiwi queen.
Yes, describes herself as the tallest structure in the Southern Hemisphere, which I love.
We can both relate. We're rather tall people.
Yes, we are.
I was really charmed by her Meet the Queens video.
Yes.
And I feel like I can relate to her in a sense because I also suffer from resting bitch face.
Didn't want to mention it, but sure.
Look, I'm glad I said it and you didn't. I'm quite excited to see where she goes. She's got a cutesy little outfit, her mm-hmm. red corset with the pink bows, a lot of frills.
Yeah.
Very cute.
It's a great look. She's painted. She's got great hair.
Yes, she said that's her strength too.
Absolutely.
Hair and makeup, so.
The only thing that I go, ooh, that's a concern. She's pretty monotone throughout the entire thing. As far as TV production goes, you want something a little bit more dramatic than
yeah, okay.
a monotone queen. Great look. Love everything about what I see. I hope it's not just going to be flat.
Well, that's the thing about these Meet the Queens videos is that's all we've got.
Yes.
So it's like I'm so excited for the first episode when they all meet each other, when the excitement is fresh.
Yep. And now who's up next? Who are we debriefing next, Cal?
Up next is Max Drag Queen from Melbourne.
The beauty.
Drag princess herself, the drag daughter of season 3 winner, Isis
yes.
Avis Loren. I have seen Max perform before. I went down to Melbourne for Drag Expo in 2023, and mm-hmm. that girl is a dancing diva.
Ooh.
When she said she's bringing new stunts and shenanigans, she's not kidding.
Okay.
I'm so excited to... It feels awful to say this. I hope to see her in the bottom. Only
oh.
because...
Okay.
In a lip sync.
I tell you my first impression? Finale.
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
Giving finale... energy. Love the look. Love the personality. I love what she mentions she wants to bring.
Yep. I'm with you on all of this.
Fully formed.
Yes.
Fully formed.
And to have the guidance of Isis too, who's
well.
Gone on to win the competition, she's got a lot of advantage under her belt.
Mm. A high school drag performer.
Yeah.
That means her skin is thick. That bitch is Teflon. She's not going to get affected by anything. Honey, I was doing drag in high school.
Up next, we have another hometown girl.
Mandy fucking Moobs.
All right, moving on.
Love. I love I love Mandy Moobs, and I've never really had a chance to
express that.
Actually say how much I adore. I love her song choices. I love her looks.
Yes. As soon as we heard Mandy Moobs was on the show, she's not worried. Neither are we.
No. I cannot wait to see Mandy Moobs in a design challenge.
An absolute sweetheart. A design challenge for Mandy will be a walk in the motherfucking park.
Look,
and
she could even make foliage look good. You know, give her a flat screen under the arm. She'll make it work.
She will.
She will.
Or a couple of paddling pools.
Wow. Yeah, sure. She could make that work.
She could.
She could. I have seen Mandy Moobs be incredibly kind to people in the club.
Yes.
Over and over again. I fucking adore this woman.
Would we die for Mandy Moobs?
No.
But we'd get very close.
I love you, Mandy. Cannot wait to see what happens.
Our piggy princess.
Oh, I'm so pumped. And again, Brisbane drag.
Up next, we've got Olivia Dreams.
Oh, living in electric dreams, more like it.
It's from Wellington, another Kiwi girl in the mix. I like her outfit. It's quite cute. Classic doll look.
Yep.
I've never seen tights that have sort of the design running down the front of them.
Oh, really?
No, I haven't personally.
Oh.
But I do like it. I think it's quite cute and the hair's fun.
The hair's fun. Georges is still looking for it.
It's so muggy out here. I was intrigued by her video.
Yes.
Because she seems a bit crazy. And she said that she was a show producer as well, which makes me think that she could excel in a group challenge.
Yes. Being a producer, it's all about communication.
Yeah.
And in those situations where, okay, we've got a choreograph and all of this stuff, a key, clear communicator is important in that situation. Credit to Olivia. And shout out to rural areas. As someone who lived outside of Tamarindui in the North Island of New Zealand.
There you go.
Let's face it, Spanky did well.
Fuck yeah.
Exactly. So oh, that's good. I feel like I got so much of her character in that. Very clear, very informative.
That's the producer in her.
Yes, absolutely.
Branding too.
Yes.
She knows about branding. She's got her name on her earrings.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what she comes up with as a producer. Is the comedy brain in there? Is that, you know, like what's happening? I'm looking forward to seeing what type of shows she excels at.
Very curious.
Right,
well, we're jumping over to Nikita Iman now.
I love the name Nikita.
And that name Iman's got a bit of power. So let's see what she's got under her loofah. Representing Samoa, South Auckland and Sydney.
Triple, love the diversity
triple
there.
Triple package. Love that. Look, for me, I'm not really a fan of her promo look, if I'm honest. The whole theme is dollhouse and she's wrapped in a loofah boa. Is she a loofah Barbie? I will say, she's painted for days.
Yes.
I did like the nails in her promo as well.
And I very much enjoy the shoulder tattoos.
Yeah, they sort of work as a necklace. What are your initial thoughts on Nikita?
Okay.
I struggled to connect with Nikita, but I'm curious to see more of her than, you know, 2 minutes of footage.
I'm not expecting to get a full personality debrief on everyone.
No,
in a split-second promo.
And we can't expect to have these be our final thoughts. Everything could change, and it has in previous years.
It feels affected, as in when somebody used to audition for Idol.
Right.
And they would basically do other people's work. They wouldn't have their own voice.
Okay.
They would be trying to growl like Christina or do this like somebody else. When I see that short promo clip, it reminds me of Simon Cowell going, it's giving affected and I'm not actually getting you.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
I'm thrilled to be wrong. I'm the first person to always say, oh, wow, I really got the wrong vibe from the promo.
Yeah.
I didn't connect with it.
Congratulations to her for getting on the season. Can't wait to see where she goes.
And reminds me to exfoliate. Loofah.
Oh,
well, so who's last up?
Last up, we got Vibe from Sydney. What did you think? What's the vibe?
The vibe is me likey.
Yeah.
I am digging the vibe. I'm digging the fact that she is sort of giving, don't fuck with me.
I do like that.
I don't have time for your foolish games.
She's not here to mess around.
And, no.
That's what I got.
Focused.
Captivating. The way she talks. alone was really, I'm drawn into that.
Yes.
Even now, before the show's even started, she's been engaging with my tweets and stuff a lot, which is lovely. So
yeah,
hopefully we can have her on sometime soon to chat to her.
That'd be amazing.
We'll see. We'll see what we can do. And the promo outfit as well. Polished. Love it. Love the frills.
Yes.
I love the draping on the floor as well, the sort of circular train that she's got there. Love the vibe. Love the mug too.
Gorgeous. Like,
yeah, really stunning. I'm really captivated by vibe, and I'm honestly really looking forward to seeing how she goes in the competition.
Mm.
And that sort of brings us to the end of the Meet the Queens. That's all the content we've got so far from Stan. But based on everything that you've seen, I'd be curious to know who, out of everyone in the cast, who would be the three?
Well, I feel like I'm biased. Please tell me, Cal, who's your top three, not including the Brisbane Queens?
Yes, because of our bias. I would have to say I'm really digging the vibe.
Yeah, vibe's great.
Digging the vibe. I'm excited for Brenda Brest because I feel like she's got something to her and she knows it.
Yeah.
And I would maybe say Max as well. I really like Max. I've seen her perform live. I know what she can do.
Mm.
She's already had merch out and sold out in the past few days. And if I was to pick a top three, including the Brisbane girls, I would say Mandy has so much experience that I can see her in the top three.
Yes.
I would continue to put vibe there. I really hope that Freya does really well, but I do know that she's quite young. And a lot of the queens are young, and that can really trip people up, especially on Down Under.
And especially within the pressure cooker of a reality TV show. I think Max is giving finalist energy.
Okay.
I think Vibe is giving finalist energy.
Yeah.
I really hope it's going to be Lazy Susan.
Right. Okay. So that's your tentative top three without the Brisbane Queens.
Yes.
Honestly, though, it's anyone's game. We have so much to learn about these queens, and we're so excited that on the 1st of November, it's coming to Stan.
And I'm looking forward to seeing if the production changes in season four under Michelle's judging reign.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for season four.
While we're here, if you're listening to this, please go comment on our socials down under Debrief Pod. Who's your favourite local girl? We'd love to know about them. Tell us more. I guess we'll find out on November 1st. This has been Down Under Debrief for Tony and Cal, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Can't wait.
Alrighty, we'll see you later.